The state's roughly $750,000 contribution to the project came with a completion deadline of this summer. That would be tight after a lengthy delay last fall over environmental work and some changes to the layout of the complex. So organizers applied for and received an extension to the summer of 2015. Tim Gobble with Fort Madison Partners says that was more time than was needed.
You never know what's going to pop up next. I didn't want to take an opportunity like this and go in front of them once and then have to go back to them again and ask for another additional extension.
Gobble says despite the extension, construction should be completed this year. He says games will not be played until 2015, so the soccer, football fields, and baseball, softball diamonds have time to take shape. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.